For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Sunday evening service of May the 28th, 1989, tape number 10 of the Memorial Day Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the teacher for the evening.
Well, let's stand together, can we? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord, and when we finish praising the Lord, I'd like Brother Johnson to pray also with the word tonight. Let's all praise Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. Thank you, my God, for the word tonight, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Praise thy name, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify you and we bless you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Father, we thank you for our friend.
Thank you.
And we relate to how Jesus referred to calling those near and dear to Him His friends.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you for the ministry that you've instilled within him. And we thank you for the anointed Christ that lives within Tommy.
Yes, Lord.
And God, we call forth the anointing now.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we pray for, as you've ministered to us tonight, Lord, that there would be a sharp line,
yes,
that
Lord,
we will be crossing, Lord. It's a new line of understanding, Lord.
Hallelujah.
A new revelation. The mysteries are going to be unveiled in a new area tonight,
thank
O
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And my God, I pray that you would stir within my brother,
yes,
O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, I pray that you would minister with a new understanding to him,
yes,
that he
Lord,
might speak words of life to,
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord. Lord, we are a people that do stand at the foot of Mount Zion, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes.
And we are desperately hungry to come up into the realm and into the heights that we might walk in perfection of holiness.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, minister your word unto us tonight,
yes,
that
Lord,
we might dwell in the heavenlies with you, oh,
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, hear us, I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Honor us, oh, God. Oh,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
hear us, I pray.
Amen.
Oh, we desire to feast with you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, we stand as a people open before you.
Yes.
Oh, my God, plant the seed.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus',
Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Let's turn tonight to the book of Revelation. We want to speak tonight, if the Lord lets us, on the tail of the dragon. How many know he's got a tail? In Revelation 12, it talks about the face, the mouth, and the tail. And we know the devil is a spirit, isn't he? And so we want to share something on this. As Brother Glenn was ministering this morning, God spoke to my heart. He quickened my heart. This was the word tonight. Praise the Lord. And I believe it's the word we're to hear tonight. In Revelation 12, verse 4, everybody read it with me if you got your Bible, whatever translation you got. Don't matter. Nobody will know the difference. As we read together. 12:4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we can see there, the devil has a tail, doesn't he? He has a tail. There is a tail ministry in the earth. That's from the dragon. And tonight we want to look at it. Now turn with another scripture to Isaiah 9 as we go into this. Isaiah chapter 9 in the Old Testament. And I want to look at verses 14. Praise the Lord. I'm sure glad we're not going by feelings tonight. I mean, no, we don't go by feelings any longer. We walk by faith. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. I love the feelings. Better felt than tells, isn't it? Isaiah 9:14. Therefore the Lord will cut off. He's going to cut something off from Israel. How many know we're the Israel of God today? Galatians 6 says, head and tail, branch and rush. Notice in one day, the ancient, that's the elder, and the honorable, he's the head. And the prophet that teaches lies, he is the tail. And God said, I'm going to cut off that tail ministry. The one that's teaching lies. For the leaders of this people cause them, that is the people of God, to err. And they that are led of them, come on, help me now, are destroyed. If you follow a tail ministry, let me tell you where it's going to lead you. It's going to lead you to destruction. Can you say amen? It's going to lead you down the tubes. And I want to tell you, there are many of those in the land today, and I'm not pointing at any individual, but I'm just telling you a blank statement that it's true. Now, these ministries, they bring you into error. They bring you into a false or wrong doctrine. They bring you into a way that's not the way of Jesus. How many know we're talking about Balaam? The error of Balaam, the doctrine of Balaam, and the way of Balaam. Amen? They present, even though they talk about Jesus, they actually bring another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. And that spirit is a familiar spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. And many times true prophets, men who have been true prophets, have turned to false prophets. Or let's say it this way, many false prophets at one time were true prophets. Amen? Amen. But let me tell you, false prophets of this tail ministry, they've turned and fallen from the spiritual realm to the carnal or the fleshly realm. Instead of speaking of things above, they speak of things beneath. Amen. And they bring the spirit of the world wherever they go, because that is a motivating force. We'll see that maybe in a little bit. Which is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And they are men and women well spoken of. And let me tell you, they cry peace, but they pervert judgment. There is a perverted judgment. They don't speak a pure word of judgment. These type of people we're talking about here tonight. So I want to look back at that just a minute. It said here that this one, this prophet in verse 15 that teaches lies, he is the tail. He is the tail. Now, turn to Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5. And let's look at verses 30 and 31. Jeremiah 5, 30 and 31. God is talking about His people in this chapter. In verse 23, He said they have a revolting and a rebellious heart. It's a heart problem, isn't it? And then in verse 4, they don't fear the Lord. And in verse 24, God wants to give us this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this former and latter rain. But verse 25 said, and it tells us what's holding it back. It's our iniquity. And then in verse 26, God said, among my people are found something. Wicked men, that's tares, isn't it? They lay in wait, and he that sets snares, and they set a trap and catch men as a cage is full of birds and so forth. And then the last part of verse 27, 28, they're waxing fat and they shine. Then he says in verse 30, a wonderful, and that word wonderful actually means an appalling, an appalling and a horrible thing is committed where? In the land. It's in America as every nation. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? And that's where we are, the end. And so God is saying to us tonight that His people love to have it so. They love to have those false prophets around. Don't shout me down, that's true. I'm going to believe them, and I'm going to tell you, they have the crowds, the money, and they have all that other, but hallelujah, I'd rather have the power and the anointing than all that. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. I'd rather have God and all the anointing than all the money and all that goes with it. Praise the Lord. Now, Jeremiah 14, look in verses 13. Jeremiah 14 and verse 13. How many know that a true prophet, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, brings forth righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost? Righteousness, the prophet. Peace, the priest. And joy is the king. Hallelujah. But a false prophet brings forth not righteousness, but unrighteousness. Amen? He lifts up himself. He speaks of himself. He draws men to himself. But Jesus said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah, I will draw all men unto me. Amen? And so Jeremiah 14 says in verse, let's see, what verse did I say? 13. Notice what it says. Chapter 14, verse 13. Then said I, O Lord God, behold the prophets, say unto them, you shall not see the sword. You're not going to see war. I mean, oh, their prophets today say there's no war coming, but I'll tell you, the true prophets are saying there's a war coming. Amen. And we're already in war, one, for that goes. But there is war coming upon the land. Neither shall you have famine, but I will give you an assured peace in this place. False prophets are smooth talkers and smooth mouths. Then the Lord said to me, this is Jeremiah, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake to them, and they prophesy to you something, a false vision. I mean, no true prophets see visions. But our problem is sometimes when we see visions, we put our own interpretation on it. It's one thing to have a vision, but you've got to tell a vision like it is. You've got to tell a dream like it is. You can't add to or take away. And so he said, they speak to you a false vision and something else, divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Verse 15, therefore thus saith the Lord, concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, God said, I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in the land. That is a lie, isn't it? By sword and by famine shall those prophets, the ones that said it wouldn't come, will be consumed. Hallelujah. Amen. So if we preach lies, we're going to be consumed. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of lies being spoken in the land. Now, turn to Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 1. It said, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, prophesy against who? Here's a prophet prophesying against prophets. How would you like to be Ezekiel? Hallelujah. Prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say thou to them, Ezekiel, those that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets. So we're prophesying out of ourselves and not by the Spirit. What are we? We're a foolish prophet that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, I would say today, church, thy prophets are like foxes in the deserts. That's a dry place, isn't it? No water, it's death. You have not gone up into the gaps, no intercessory prayer, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to what? Stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. We're facing a battle, aren't we? Amen. And he said, they see vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they made others to hope. Notice, that's a false hope, that they would confirm the word. So there's a false vision, there's false prophecy, there's false hope, And really, there's also false peace. I want to tell you something tonight. Hear what I'm going to say. There are many right here in this audience and many other places that's received prophetic words over you that will never come to pass. That will never be because it wasn't from God. And there are people packing prophecies in their hip pockets that will never come to pass that God, because God never spoke it. Hallelujah. But there are some here that's waiting on fulfillment of words that you knew was from God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. So we need some discernment tonight, don't we? Praise the Lord. And so God says to us right here in verse 7, it's a vain vision. You have spoken by lying divinations. Then in verse 9, look at verse 9. And mine hand shall be upon who? The prophets, those that prophesy divination. That see vanity and that divine lies, and they shall not be, look at this, they shall not be, God's about ready to cut some of them off, in the assembly of my people. Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God, because they have done something. They have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace. And one built of a wall, and he said, lo, others daubed it or whitewashed it with untempered mortar. Let me tell you what God's going to do. God's going to send a storm. And he's going to tear the wall down, and there'll be no more wall, and those that daubed it won't be around either, or whitewashed it. Look at verse 17. Look also at verse 17. Likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of my people. Now we dealt with the men, now we deal with the women. Amen? Don't shout me down, that's true. Which prophesy out of their heart, and prophesy thou against him. Well, I sure wouldn't want to be Ezekiel now, would you? And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs. We're talking about magic and charms here. Upon the head of every stature to hunt souls. That spirit of Jezebel is after the souls. Amen? Will you hunt the souls of my people? God said. Now, God says, look down to verse 22 now. Because with lies you've made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way by promising him life. Therefore, you shall see no more vanity, nor divine divinations, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So maybe some things making us sad, we better check up on our lives. Maybe we got a lot of false prophecy over us. Now, I thank God for prophecy. I thank God for the true spirit of prophecy. Amen? It is a true gift from God. But I want to tell you, a word from God is not going to make you sad. I don't believe it's going to make you sad. It's going to lift you up. If I'm going to prophesy, I'm going to prophesy to lift you up. I'm not going to prophesy to put you down or hurt you in any way. I'm not going to do that. That is not God. I don't believe that. God will lift you up and edify you by his power and by his anointing. He may exhort us, but the thing is, it will be from God. It will edify us in our hearts and we'll be strengthened. Praise the Lord. Now, look in chapter 18 of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18. And let me tell you, don't just let everybody come up and lay hands and start prophesying. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. Chapter 18 of Deuteronomy, verse 15. The Lord thy God, he's telling Moses here, will raise thee up a prophet. How many know his name is Jesus? From the midst of thee. And then he said of thy brethren, like unto me, him ye shall hearken. The New Testament said, if we don't hear that prophet, we'll be cut off. How many know that's the prophet we better hear tonight? The Lord himself. 18. I will raise him up a prophet from among their brethren. Notice that. Like unto thee, Moses, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Notice the prophet has got God's word in his mouth. That means it's in his heart. And he will speak as God commands, not as man commands. Verse 19. It shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken or hear or listen unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, God said, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume, that's presumption, isn't it? Let me tell you the sin behind presumption. It's pride. It is pride. And most people who presumed in the Bible died. But the prophet that shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word that the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, and thou shalt not be afraid of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Recently I was in a place, and we were praying for different ones. And I was praying over my own life. How many pray over your own life sometimes? And I was breaking false prophecies. And I get in the strangest place. Sometimes I'm sitting, and all of a sudden, boom, somebody's up prophesying over me. And sometimes it's God, and sometimes it's not God. And you have to break that off of you. And so I was in Ohio not long ago, and I was praying against these things that I knew that were not of God. And thank God I got set free from some things over it. So we need to be cautious. Just don't let people run up and lay hands on you and start prophesying over you just to be prophesying. You got to discern, amen, and know, God, is this you or is this not you? Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him just a minute. Let's praise Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want those that it's in the buttocks area that are hurting, stand up to your feet. You got a pain? Okay. One? Anybody else? Okay. Reach your hands out to every one of them right now. Father, don't touch them. Just reach your hands out to them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask the Holy Spirit to touch my brethren tonight, Lord. We come against those infirmities in the body. You foul spirit of infirmity, take your hands off of their bodies. I command you and charge you in Jesus' name to loose their bodies. I command that infirmity to go. And Lord, I thank you for your healing virtue ministering to their bodies in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy 13. And thank you, Lord, for healing your people. Deuteronomy 13, verse 1. If there arise among you a prophet. And we thank God for prophets. We thank God for true apostles, prophets and teachers and shepherds and evangelists. We're not putting anybody down. I want to tell you that we believe in the fivefold ministry. But I'm telling you, among the true, there's a false. Hallelujah. But if we live so much in the Spirit and with God, how many know we can rise above anything that false comes our way if we're in the Spirit? If there arise among you a false prophet or dreamer dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder, notice that. You see, a prophet in the Old Testament, he would usually give a sign or a wonder, wouldn't he? And a sign, and the sign or the wonder, notice, comes to pass. Well, if that happened to most of us, we'd all jump over the pulpit, wouldn't we? We'd all get excited because we'd say, man, that's got to be God. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But look here. Whereof he spake to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, and thou shalt not hearken to the words of that prophet. Or that dreamer of dreams. How many know dreams can destroy? For the Lord your God does something through with you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God, fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. So it's very dangerous, isn't it, to presume to speak words and to give signs and wonders that God is not behind. Amen? Amen. Now, turn over to Numbers chapter 22. Numbers 22. Praise you, Lord. I think it's dangerous for people to go around saying they're prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. Because a lot of people do. And they're not prophets. Amen. There's a lot of people down at the not the train station so much. airports, bus stations, whatever. They need to go back home because a lot of them God hadn't called them sent. Amen. They're running, but they're not running with a message. How many know a prophet has a message? It's something God's put in him. It's not something he works up. It's something God's put in him. Hallelujah. I think the real prophets never even say they're prophets, really. I think it's the people that do it and or somebody else, but I don't think he does. Chapter 22. Look in verse 7. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of something. Divination. Did you hear that? If a man opens up to a reward of divination, what's he going to bring forth? He's going to bring forth divination, isn't he? He's going to bring forth that python spirit. How many know divination's under the python spirit? That snake that wants to squeeze you in the natural, physical? Well, I want to tell you, this thing will kill you too. Amen. It'll kill your spiritual life. And so here comes these with rewards of divination in their hand. Notice they got it in their hands. And they come to Balaam. And notice he made his first mistake. In verse 8, he said, I want you to lodge here tonight. And then it says, God came to him and said, what's these guys doing here? Well, then down in verse 12, God said to Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they're blessed. And then we come up to verses 17. Here comes some more. If Satan can't get you one time, how many know he's going to try to do it again? Amen? Verse 17. Here they come with some other rewards, and they said, I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest to me. Verse 18, Balaam said, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. And therefore he said, you stay here tonight with me. You tarry with me. And then we come on down to verse 22. God's anger was kindled against Balaam. And notice the Lord stood in the way as what? An adversary. An adversary. Hallelujah. So if we open up to divination, if we open up to things like this, it will ensnare, it will trap us, it will destroy a real ministry. I don't care what that ministry is. Amen? Amen. How many know real prophets? I believe real prophets of God cannot be bought off. But some have. Some have. Amen? Don't shout me down. It's true. Now look in Joshua 13. Joshua 13. But let me tell you what happens when you get bought off. You start losing your anointing. You start pleasing the people instead of pleasing God. If you start pleasing the people, you've lost your anointing. Joshua 13, 22. We must love the people, but we're not to please the people. In Joshua 13, 22, Balaam also, the son of Beor, the soothsayer. Now notice, he left one realm and went into another, didn't he? He left the spirit and went into the false spirit. And here he's called a soothsayer. A soothsayer. And that word means to divine or divination. And it means to determine by lot or magical scroll. And my margin says fortune teller. So he left God for the occult. Did the children of Israel slay with a sword among them that were slain by them? So here's a man turned from God and got into divination and was killed by the sword. Amen? He was killed by the sword. Now turn over to Micah. Turn over to Micah chapter 3. Micah chapter 3. I'm going to get this big Bible out here. Look in verse 11. Micah 3:11. I'm going to read in the New American. Praise the Lord. Micah 3, but I think I'll start in verse 5. One of these days I'm going to preach the book of Micah. I tell you, there's a lot in here, isn't there? Verse 5. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets. Look at this next phrase. Who lead my people astray when they have something to bite with their teeth. They cry peace, but against him who puts nothing in their mouths, they declare holy war. Did you hear that? But against him who puts nothing in their mouths, they declare holy war. Therefore it will be night for you without vision, and darkness for you without divination. The sun will go down on the prophets. Light's going down. Darkness is coming up.
and the day will become dark over them. The seers shall be ashamed, and the diviners will be embarrassed. Indeed, they will all cover their mouths. No word from God. Because, here it is, there is no answer from God. On the other hand, Micah said, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and courage to make known to Jacob his rebellious acts, even to Israel his sin. Now hear this, heads of the house of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and twist everything that is straight. It is a perverted gospel. It is a perverted word. And as a result, there will be a perverted judgment, as I said a while ago. Who builds Zion in bloodshed with bloodshed, and Jerusalem with violent injustice. Her leaders pronounce judgment for a bribe. Notice that. Her priests instruct for a price, and her prophets divine for, come on, help me, money. Yet they lean on the Lord, saying, is not the Lord in our midst? Calamity will not come upon us. Therefore, listen to what God said, therefore, on account of you, you hear that? On account of you, the leaders, the prophets, and so forth, he said, Zion will be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the temple will become high places out of the forest. Now, go to chapter 4. Go to chapter 4 and look at verse 6. Hallelujah. Are you there? Well, turn back to chapter 2. Verse 12 and 13, then we'll go to chapter 4. I'm reading from the New American. The Lord said, I will surely assemble all of you, Jacob. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I may believe God's gathering his remnant in this hour. I will put them together like sheep in the fold. And if you don't want to be a sheep in the fold, you won't be part of this remnant. Hallelujah. How many know a lot of people don't want to be with the body? They want to cut themselves off. And when they cut themselves off, they are cut off. Dangerous. Like a flock in the midst of its pasture, they will be noisy with men. Now, look at verse 13. The breaker, this word breaker, it speaks of the Lord. The breaker goes up before them. They break out. How many believe somebody's about ready to break out? Amen. They've had the systems of men long enough. They've been under lies long enough. Amen. They've been under false prophecy long enough. And they're about ready to break out because the breaker goes up before them. And they break out and pass through the gate. Hallelujah. And go out by it. Well, if you go out of that kind of camp, don't get back in it. God said, come out of her, my people, didn't he? Look at this. So their king goes on before them and the Lord at their head. Hallelujah. He's the head. Now look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 6. Listen to what God says about this remnant now. In that day, the day of the Lord, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame. That's those that have halted. That's those that refuse to do anything in the physical or the natural. They're waiting on God. Amen? How many know God can break your legs, spiritually speaking now? And he can get your attention pretty quick, can he? And right here, he's going to assemble the lame. Hallelujah. Those that refuse to run when God says it's not time to run. And then he's going to gather the outcasts. And I want to tell you, this remnant are an outcast of people. And I don't care what people say, there's an underground church in America today. Even those whom I have afflicted. God said, I put my affliction on these people. That's what it says here. And I will make the lame a remnant, and the outcast a strong nation, and the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from now on and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to reign over his remnant. Can you say amen? All right, go to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah 23, verse 20. 23:20. God's talking about the latter days in verse 20. The latter part of it, he said, in the latter days you'll consider something. In verse 21, how many know we're in the latter days? God says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, God said, if they listened to me, if they learned my secrets, and it caused my people to what? Hear my words. Then they should have turned them, the people, from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 25, I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor. Verse 28, the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat? Verse 30. Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yea, I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. So God is scourging his prophets, isn't he? Amen? Amen. Now, look in the New Testament to Matthew 24. How many know it would surprise a lot of us of who false prophets are on the land if God would open our eyes? But you know what? I believe we need to pray for them, don't you? That God would restore them. A lot of them won't be restored, though. In Matthew 24, verse 11, listen to what God says. And many false prophets shall arise and shall do what? Deceive many. Look in chapter 24, verse 24. 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ or false anointings and false prophets and shall show great signs. Notice that. And wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If possible. Then we go to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7:15. Jesus said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. They look like a sheep, but they are a wolf, aren't they? But inwardly, that's the motivation. See, they have a false spirit. Inwardly, they are ravening wolves. And as Jack said the other night, you know them by their tracks. You know them by their smell. And of course, you need a good sheepdog, don't you? Hallelujah. That can smell them out, discern them out. I'll tell you, we need some leaders that can discern out the false in this hour. Hallelujah. We need leaders that can discern the false. I need that ability. You need that ability as a Christian to discern those that are wicked. Now, Acts 13:6. Acts 13:6. Praise the Lord. I mean, oh, we need our brothers and sisters too. Because that which you don't see, they can see. Amen? We all have blind spots. Acts 13:6. There was a man here. He was a sorcerer. He was called a false prophet. And he was going to turn this man from hearing the gospel. And Paul said in verse 10, he said, O full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And of course, he said, the hand of the Lord is going to come upon you. And of course, the man was struck blind because of his disobedience. Then we go over to Revelation 16. Revelation 16. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13. Here we're speaking of the end of the age. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. I mean, he's got frogs in your house. Get them out. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. You want frogs in your house that look like demons? Come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Look at the next verse. For they are spirits of devils. Yeah, spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. But thank God in the midst of it, he said, I'm coming as a thief. Amen? Hallelujah. So, there is a false prophet ministry arising in the earth. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. And look at verse 1. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 2, 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Notice, false prophets among Israel, false teachers among the church, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. They have a large following. Remember what I said. They've got a crowd. Amen? And then in verse 3, through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. They want everything out of you they can get. And they'll go for it. Amen? I've heard of people being ripped off for $100,000 or $200,000 by some of these guys. I mean, I said ripped off. One thing, if people give, that's fine and good. But I'm saying being ripped off by some of these charlatans. Amen. Turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, I don't want one prophesying to me. How about you? 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but do something. Try, test, prove the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the what? Into the lust of the eye, lust of flesh, and pride of life. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come where? In the fleshes of God. That's in your flesh. That's in your flesh. Verse 3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of, come on, help me, Antichrist. Whereof you've heard that it should come, and even now it's in the world. Did you hear that? You're of God, little children, and overcome them, the false prophets, because greater is, and the Antichrist, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world does something. Here's them. You better believe it. If you're living worldly and in the world, you'll open up to that wrong spirit. You'll think it's a true prophet. You'll think it's a true spirit of God. But you'll find out it'll be a false spirit. It'll be a false prophet, brethren. And I want to tell you, lead you into error. Amen. Look back in verse 5. Now, they are of the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Therefore, speak they of the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life will hear them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us, John said. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. Come on, help me. And the spirit of error. Amen. We'll be able to recognize, to discern, exercise spiritual senses to the place that we'll know it's God or the devil. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we better know, hadn't we? Hallelujah. Now, I want us to stand up. Praise the Lord. And we're going to pray. And we're going to come against some of these things tonight. There are people here in this audience that's been hurt by other ministries. That false prophecy has been given over to many of you. And other things has happened to you. And we're going to come against it. I want you to pray with me, and then we'll come against some things. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name. I submit to the head of the church. I ask your forgiveness for submitting to lies and false prophecy to false prophets and other false ministries. Lord Jesus, I forgive them. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to cleanse me. And so in the name of Jesus, I come against the lie of Satan. Now you lying spirit, you come off of me. You come out of me. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Name of Jesus, let it go. Any lies that's been spoken on you, let it go. Let it go. Let it go in the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. All lying spirits, come out of the people. Come off the people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Spirit of error. Spirit of error, come out of the people. Come off the people in the name of Jesus. Deceiving spirits, come out of the people. Come off of them in the name of Jesus. Divination, all forms of divination, come out and come off the people. I break your hold. I charge you. I command you. Loose God's people. Loose the people of the living God. All divination. All divination. All false prophecy, come out and come off the people of God. All false hope. False hope. All false hope, come out of the people. Come off the people of God in the name of Jesus. False visions, false dreams, come out of the people in the name of Jesus. Everything that's false in the vision or dream realm, come off of God's people and come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, take a deep breath. Get it out of there. Take it out. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Amen. All vanity and destruction that's been spoken over God's people here tonight. Every prophetic word that's put you down and is a prophecy or a direction of destruction, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Every form of destruction, I command you to come off of God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose God's people in Jesus' name. Amen. All false burdens has been put on you. Come off the people in the name of Jesus. All false peace, all presumption. All presumption, presumption and pride, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you, loose the people of God in the name of Jesus. All God's idols that prophets and others have led you to, I command it to be broken off of your life. Amen. All false gods and idolatry, I command it to be broken off of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. False signs and false wonders. All false signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. I break your hold. I break your power over the people of the living God tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All false ministries that are spoken. Teachers. Apostles. False teachers. False shepherds. False evangelists. False prophets. I break your power and your hold over them tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Everything that's false. Everything that's presumptuous. Everything that's lifted you up and put God down. Everything that's lifted you up and caused you to be exalted. I command it to come off of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now you can be seated. Praise the Lord. Now turn to 2 Samuel 9 a minute. We're going to wrap this up in about 15 minutes. Is that all right? Hallelujah. I know some of you are tired, so those seats do get hard. Praise the Lord. But we can weather the storm, can't we, by the grace of God. 2 Samuel 9, turn there with me. Now, how many know God wants us to sit at His table? How many believe He's got a table spread right in the midst of our enemies? Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Now, look here in chapter 9, 2 Samuel 9, verse 1. David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Well, he had a son left, didn't he? His name was Mephibosheth. And we know Mephibosheth means a shameful thing. It's used 15 times, and 15 is a number of rest. And so here's a man that was left of the house of Saul. And this word kindness speaks of grace and favor and loving kindness. Then in verse 2, there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. Now, Ziba is a type of the Holy Spirit. He's a type of the Spirit of God. How many believe the Spirit is real tonight? Amen? The real Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so, Ziba is going to be used to go and fetch this cripple. Mephibosheth is a cripple boy. A man, I should say. He was dropped as a child by a nurse, by a woman. How many know a woman's a type of the church? How many's ever been dropped by the church? Amen. Been crippled. Amen. Wounded and hurt. But thank God. How many know God's able to pick the pieces up? Amen. I'm glad that God got me out of where He got me out in 1967. I was in a particular denomination and just by a little small circumstance, God arranged it, and I got out. Never been back in. Praise the Lord. How many know, as Jack says, there's a double weenie? The trouble is, we get off the breast and we go to the bottle. Isn't that right? It took Moses, 40 years before he found out he could get off the bottle of Egypt. And then it took him another 40 years to get Egypt out of him, didn't it? He thought he was somebody, and yet he was a nobody, and God took a nobody and made somebody out of him. Amen? Hallelujah. God can do it, can he? And he may arrange your circumstances where he's got you out of certain places. Praise the Lord. Because again, he can pick the pieces up. Now, in verse 3, the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God to him?" And Ziba said to the king, "Jonathan hath a son which is lame on his feet." Now, there's a lot of people lame in their feet tonight. We got to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? We got to walk where the Holy Ghost leads us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this man's going to come into blessing because of a covenant between David and Jonathan. And how many know we have the blessing of God because of the covenant of the Father and the Son? Hallelujah. And so it says here in verse 4 that the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he's in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar." And that word Lodibar, anybody been to Lodibar? Hallelujah. I believe I was born there. It's on the other side of Jordan. It's a place of no word and no pasture. There's a lot of people tonight, God's people, living in Lodibar. There's no fresh word. There's no pasture. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Just come across Jordan. Amen. That's where he's going to lead us, isn't he? Praise God. There's going to be a people come across. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that Elisha wanted that double portion? But you know when he asked for it, it's when he got across. Amen. Praise God. And it came, didn't it? Praise the Lord. Now, notice here in verse 5. Then the king sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir and so forth, from Lodibar. Now, here's Ziba going to get this cripple, going to get this lame man that was dropped by his nurse. And this man's not taking a pair of crutches to give Mephibosheth. He's not going to hobble into David's house. Hallelujah. He's going to be carried in there. Amen. God's not going to cause you and I to hobble in. He's going to carry us in. Amen. To the table. He's going to pick us up and carry us. As I said, he come knocking on our door first, didn't he? Amen. Glory to God. He found you. He found me. And thank God for it. And so here he comes and he picks this man up. This man Mephibosheth. And then in verse 6, it said, "Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, and he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said to him, Fear not. Fear not." How many know we can be in circumstances, and God's saying to us tonight, don't fear. Don't fear. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, I'm bringing you to my table. Amen. I'm going to bring you and set you at my table. Don't fear, for I will surely show thee kindness. For Jonathan thy father's sake. And look at this. And will restore thee all the land of Saul. How many need a restoration tonight? How many have the devil steal from you? Come on, help me. Amen. Joel said, "That which the locust, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar has eaten, God will restore." Hallelujah. Amen. Recently, I was in a place and I was praying against the Jezebel spirit. Anybody ever pray against Jezebel spirit? And I was breaking some Jezebel spirits off of me, and especially over my finances. And I felt the release go. And immediately God began to turn that thing. Hallelujah. As we broke the strongholds. Hallelujah. And as you break the strongholds, God will begin to restore. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe Jezebel sitting on your finances. Well, kick her off. Praise the Lord. Maybe Ahab, maybe something else, but kick them off. Whatever stronghold is over your life, you got to rise up and fight. Amen? And come against it in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Right after that, a lady sold her home. I don't usually say these things. She sold her home, and God said to her, "Give Tommy Cook, David Wilkerson, and somebody else so much money." And so it began to turn. Praise the Lord. So I know we'd touch God. I know we'd kick the enemy off. And I'm believing not only just for finances, I'm believing for everything in my life to be restored that the enemy's come against me with. Hallelujah. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for doing it. Lord, I give you praise. Amen. He said, I'll restore all the land of Saul, your father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Oh, hallelujah. Not just once in a while, but every day. And then it says, and he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? How many know we got to come out of that mentality? We are the redeemed of the Lord, aren't we, brother? Hallelujah. We're not a dead dog. We're a live child of God. Amen? Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, said to him, I have given unto my master's son all that pertained to Saul and to his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, my master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Then we come down to verse 12. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants to Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. And we said tonight that God was gathering those that were lame. They're in that remnant. Amen? And God's gathering those that are lame, those that will not and dare not move out apart from the Holy Ghost. Amen? God wants us to be spiritual cripples in His sight. Hallelujah. And I don't mean that wrongfully, but rightfully. Where we've come to the place where we do not move unless God is directing. Hallelujah. And God is going to take you and take me and put us at His table. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door. Come on, help me. And knock. If any man open up, I will come into him and do what? Sup with him, and he'll sup with me. That word sup means a supper. God's preparing a table. Hallelujah. Oh, he wants to come in. He wants to come in, brethren. He wants us to eat at his table, but he wants to eat at our table. And he'll only eat that which is of him. That substance, that fruit, that nature, that character that he's putting in us. Amen? So tonight, we need the food of God. We need to eat this word and let this word become part of us so we can know good from evil. Amen? I want to tell you, false prophets are in the land, but thank God he's raising up the truth. He's raising up true apostles, true prophets, true teachers, shepherds and evangelists. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe there's a new crop coming to the forefront. Hallelujah. I do. I believe that. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord's in it. Some of the faces we've seen of old, we'll see no more. God's beginning to raise up new ones. I mean, Elijah thought he was the only one, didn't he? Hallelujah. But God says, Elijah, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's 7,000 you don't know anything about. Hallelujah. God's got true ministries in the land. I thank God for every one of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. We thank you for the table of the Lord tonight, Father. We thank you. You've spread the table tonight for your people, for your children, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. How many want to be restored? Hold your hands up. Let's pray and ask God for restoration tonight. Amen. Let God show you what's holding back whatever area in your life that you need to be restored. Father, right now, we lift up your precious people. We lift them up, Lord. You see every hand here tonight. And God, we pray for true restoration to come in spirit, in soul, and in body. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke every controlling force. We come against every force, Lord, that's held up their finances, that's held up, Lord, their spiritual life condition. Lord God, in other areas in their life, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit in health, We just bind and rebuke the enemy, and we loose upon them restoration by the power of the Holy Spirit. Bring forth your restoration, God, tonight within your people, Lord. Help them to rise up in the Holy Ghost and kick off of their lives. Kick out of their house, Lord, those strongholds that's holding them down, holding them back, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak finances. I speak healing. I speak the mind of Christ to them tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Health and strength, vigor and vitality. Oh, long life in the name of Jesus. Long life. Long life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Long life. Long life, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let there be a release of the Spirit here tonight. There's some in this room that's prophesied and you haven't prophesied in a while. You wait on the Holy Ghost tonight. Let God speak to and through you tonight. You have a word of the Lord, obey the Holy Ghost here tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's just get quiet a minute before the Lord. If God's given you a word of the Lord, speak it out. Amen. Obey the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Don't fear. Let it come forth if you've got a word from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Even this night, earlier, I have poured it out.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. As he said, let's seek the Lord. Let's repent of things that God may be speaking to you right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as your people lift their voice, Lord God, hear their cry in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your cleansing blood and your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship thee. We thank you. We bless you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Obey the Holy Ghost. If you have another word, anybody have a word? If you have a prophetic word, obey the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for these meetings. We thank you for every word that's been spoken, Lord. Every message. Every prophetic word, all the wonderful music and worship. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Just lift your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give praise to you, Lord. We worship and adore you. We lift our hearts to you, O Lord, for you're worthy of our praise. You have brought us up out of a horrible pit. You've established our feet upon the solid rock. Oh, that you that have lifted us into the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, we give glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank and praise you, dear. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your presence. Father, we thank you for rest and peace for us as we rest tonight. For any who will be traveling yet tonight, Father, we thank you for your hand up over them and the presence of the Lord, the angel of the Lord with them. Father, those who arise early and travel in the morning, we thank you for your presence to be with them. Father, those of us that will be here tomorrow to praise you, we thank you for your presence with us. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that has rested over these days. We thank you for your presence and your blessings. And I bless these, thy people. I bless those that have traveled and those that will travel tonight and tomorrow. I bless them. I thank you for your anointing over them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bless the Lord.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.